ever hear my voice, I think. Hopefully. Some reminders, I guess. Get some sleep. Drink some water. Go on nice walks. Get some sleep. I think I already said that one. Eat all your meals, unless told otherwise by a trained professional. And go vote on Tuesday. I'll leave it there. Go vote. Make your voice heard. I wish I could vote, but unfortunately, the state of Alabama decided that my voice was too powerful for them, and they didn't want to give me a ballot, even though I requested one very nicely. I asked, please, oh please, Miss Kay Ivey, our governor, please send me a ballot, and I never got one. So, I guess I'm not voting, since Massachusetts also does not do a day of registration, which is unfortunate, because that makes it hard for my voice to be heard, and I would really, listen to how much I'm talking. I love hearing my voice, or rather, I love having my voice be heard. So do your civic duty. If you're legally allowed to vote, do so. Get some sleep, drink water, go on walks, but stay warm because it's cold. It's too cold. And vote. And stay happy. Do what makes you happy. This is a stressful part of the year, no matter who you are. The weather's changing, which leads to sickness and allergies, and that can mess up all sorts of things. So while I try to find this thing. Well, hold up. I want to see if I can put this on the robot. Just do what makes you happy. This is a really stressful part of the year for everybody involved. And it doesn't seem like they actually have the song I want on here. So instead of, that one, we're just going to go into right place. Ooh, wait. Sorry, I misclicked a button somewhere. We're going to go into Dr. John. So he passed, unfortunately. He passed a few years ago, maybe longer. I actually don't know. So we're going to get into that. Get some rest, drink some water, do what makes you happy, and go vote on Tuesday, please. All right. Good night, everyone. Here's Right Place, Wrong Time by Dr. John. But I hope that you're in the right place at the right time, all the time. Good night.
Stay out super late tonight, picking apples, making pies. Put a little something in our lemonade and take it with us. We're half awake in a fake empire. We're half awake in a fake empire. Tiptoe through our shiny city with our diamond slippers on. Do our gay ballet and dance. Bluebirds on our shoulders. We're half awake in a fake empire. We're half awake in a fake empire.
Freeman Dyson, and you're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Okay, what are you wearing right now?
Nothing.
That's right. So mommy's going to teach you how to dress yourself. Underwear always comes first, name tag at the back, then pants, then shirt. Get the first button in the right hole or you have to start all over. Socks go in first, then shoes, right on right, left on left. With shoelaces, just take the ends, cross them over, switch the loops, the rabbit goes down the hole, pull tight, and you're left with bunny ears. Got it? Why are your pants on your head?
Most parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes. But 2 minutes twice a day, making sure they brush their teeth, is easier, and it could help save them from a lifetime of tooth pain. Visit 2min2x.org to find out more. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ag Council.
This is Steven Pinker, and you are tuned in to WMFO in Medford,
91.5 FM, pure pleasure technology, Tufts Freeform and Educational Radio.
Leave your cares behind. Come with us and find the pleasures of the journey to the center of the mind.
Hi, this is the Michael J. Epstein Memorial Library, and you're listening to Freeform Radio 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio.
I don't know what we're yelling about!
The Massachusetts Department of Fire Services encourages you to beat the beep. Carbon monoxide alarms have been required in nearly every residence since March of 2006. Did you know that the life expectancy of these alarms are only 5 to 7 years, depending on the manufacturer? Many detectors installed after the state's carbon monoxide law was passed are now reaching the end of their useful life and need to be replaced. One sign that a carbon monoxide alarm should be replaced is a chirping sound that sounds until the unit is powered off. This chirping sound will continue even after new batteries have been installed. Models with the digital readout will show an ERR or E09 or end message in the display. The purpose of Beat the Beep campaign is to alert residents that their carbon monoxide alarms may be reaching the end of their life cycles and should be replaced before the beeps indicate the end of the life for the detector. This public safety message brought to you by the Massachusetts Department of Fire Services, your local fire department, and your friends at WMFO.
This is Dan Dennett, and you are tuned in to WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
WMFO Medford.
WMFO in Medford.
91.5 FM WMFO.
On 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Tufts Freeform Radio.
Ooh, we're gonna have fun.
Oh yeah. If you enjoy new and vintage punk, rock and roll, rhythm and blues, psychedelic, surf, and rockabilly, you'll want to tune into the Desperate Hours with Alex every Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. here on WMFO Medford.
We pride ourselves on the high moral standards of our program, and I mean that sincerely. We don't resort to sex or crime or violence or drinking on the program.
It's great music from the has-beens, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-weres. From the 1950s all the way up through to the present day.
Yes.
Connect with Alex and the Desperate Hours on Facebook and listen on Thursday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. Only here on Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial and on the web at WMFO.org.
There's no crime in giving yourself over to pleasure.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
This is Keith Lockhart from the Boston Pops, and you're listening to Tufts University Radio, WMFO 91.5 FM.
Hey, this is Christian
and Ryan
from Group Love, and you're listening to 91.5 FM.
WMFO Medford.
Take me to your best friend's house, going round this roundabout, oh yeah.
Tufts Freeform Radio.
Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers.
It's a crash course for the Ravers.
Where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Alvin and the Chipmunks love to eat.
Who's hungry?
But even though you can't see or smell it, bacteria can hide in food and make you ill.
That's not good.
On average, 1 in 6 Americans will get a foodborne illness this year. But you can keep bacteria from ruining your day with 4 simple steps.
We got this. This'll be a walk in the park.
Clean. Wash your hands and surfaces often.
We chipmunks are notoriously tidy.
Separate. Keep raw meats, poultry, and seafood separate from ready-to-eat foods.
Watch and learn, my friends.
Cook. Make sure an adult uses a thermometer to cook meat, poultry, and seafood to the right temperature.
Fire in the hole!
And chill. Refrigerate promptly and pack your lunch with a freezer pack or ice.
Bingo! Dinner! She's a serve! Yay!
Keep your family safe and check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.
This is awesome!
I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
Oh, good for you!
91.5 WMFO.
I'm so happy of myself!
Well, stop it!
Hi.
This is Birds Make Birds.
You're listening to Freeform Radio.
91.5 FM.
WMFO, Medford.
Medford.
Ooh, we're gonna have fun.
Oh yeah. If you enjoy new and vintage punk, rock and roll, rhythm and blues, psychedelic, surf, and rockabilly, you'll want to tune into the Desperate Hours with Alex every Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. here on WMFO Medford.
We pride ourselves on the high moral standards of our program, and I mean that sincerely. We don't resort to sex or crime or violence or drinking on the program.
It's great music from the has-beens, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-weres. From the 1950s all the way up through to the present day.
Yes.
Connect with Alex and the Desperate Hours on Facebook and listen on Thursday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. Only here on Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial and on the web at WMFO.org.
Isn't it crime in giving yourself over to pleasure?
Hi, I'm Montel Williams. Most of you know me as a talk show host, but I'm also an author, actor, single father of 4, a fitness writer, avid snowboarder, and I'm also a medical marijuana patient. Like many of the million people who are living with multiple sclerosis, I'm in pain every single day. And sometimes my nerves are so raw that if you brushed up against me in an elevator, I'd scream. Can't sleep at night from the pain, and sometimes the spasms in my legs are so intense they will wake me up throughout the night. I've tried the strongest prescription medications available, and I'm gonna tell you, they do not work. In fact, they leave me in a stupor, and most of the time, it's impossible to even live your life. Now, I've tried medical marijuana, and I'm gonna tell you something, it works. If you'd like more information about medical marijuana, you can contact the Marijuana Policy Project at mpp.org or call 1-877- Join MPP.
This is Keith Lockhart from the Boston Pops, and you're listening to Tufts University Radio, WMFO 91.5 FM.
Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO, Medford.
Hi there, I'm B.B. King, and when I'm in Boston, Lucille is on 91.5 FM, WMFO. Did you hear me? I said I am B.B. King. On radio station 91.5 FM, WMFO. Did you get it, Lucille? Okay.
Thinking of taking up a new sport? It's a step in the right direction. But before you hit the playing field, be sure to exercise a little common sense. Take bullfighting, for instance. One misstep there, and chances are, it might just leave a mark. Fortunately, for the less dramatic sports, there are plenty of things you can do to lessen your chance of being injured. For instance, don't be just a weekend warrior. In addition to playing your sport, make sure you include a simple exercise program during the rest of the week. Stretching for flexibility, resistance training for strength, and cardio sessions for endurance. For more specific tips on preventing sports injuries, visit AAOS.org. That's AAOS.org. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons, who remind you to get up, get out, and get moving.
In this weird and wonderful world of tomorrow, still be doing the same things.
On the air at 91.5 WMFO.
On the web at WMFO.org.
Leave room for your growth tomorrow.
Hi, this is Atsuko from Shonen Life, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM.
This is Dan Dennett, and you are tuned in to WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
This is Steven Pinker, and you are tuned in to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, pure pleasure technology, Tufts freeform and educational radio.
Leave your kids behind, come with us and find the pleasures of the journey to the center of the mind.
You are listening to WMFO in Medford.
Tune in to Ultimate Rock Radio with your host, FR, on WMFO in Medford.
Bringing you the hottest tracks from around the globe.
From around the globe.
Ultimate Rock Radio.
With your host, FR. Fridays at 11 a.m.
Keep it locked.
Ultimate Rock Radio. Radio.
On WMFO Medford 91.5 FM.
And live worldwide at WMFO.org.
Fridays at 11 a.m.
Ultimate Rock Radio. Only here on WMFO. And don't forget to check out UltimateRockRadio.com.
If Albert Einstein were alive today, he'd help to end drug prohibition. Einstein once wrote, quote, "The prestige of government has been lowered considerably by the prohibition law. Nothing is more destructive of respect for the government than passing laws which cannot be enforced," end quote. Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and teach policymakers a lesson from one of history's smartest men. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one.
Hi, this is Greg Allman, and you're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM.
Hi, this is the Guitar Circle New England, and you're listening to Freeform Radio.
91.5 FM, WMFO Medford.
Hey, this is Chris from Strike the Box. I'm on every other Thursdays from noon to 2 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford. The show is 2 hours of free-form music, where I play just about anything and everything. And like a lot of other DJs on WMFO, I take requests. So if you want to hear it, and if I can find it, I'll put it on the air for you and on the internet. Whatever it is. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh?
Love it so much.
There's a price tag on almost everything. Whether you drive a shiny new 1952 model or a pre-war jalopy, you had to pay the price. And when you're driving that car, remember that speed also has its price. The price tag on speed violations last year was 15,000 killed and 500,000 injured. This year, thousands of lives can be saved if you and millions of other motorists come to the sober realization that speed is the biggest killer on the highways, and resolve to slow down before you or someone else pays the price that must be paid for it. You can do your part by keeping within speed limits. At all times, drive as though your life depends on it. It does.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
You plastic.
Strawberry.
Tune in to WMFO on Friday evenings from 8 to 10 p.m. for the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage. That's right. It's not just a radio show. It's a genre-jumping sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, real-life historical events, who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music.
I want you to trip like I do.
Every episode has a different theme, like the Tears of the Gods sound collages it alternates with. The program explores an extremely wide range of music styles, including rock, jazz, funk, punk, electronic, ambient, metal, country, classical, disco, and J-pop.
I love it so much.
So listen in on the web stream at WMFO.org or the 91.5 FM Hertzian waves on Friday nights, 8 to 10 p.m. Only here on WMFO in Medford. Tufts, non-commercial, community, freeform radio.
Some people really like it and some just don't.
Hey, this is Colin Malloy of the Decemberists, and you're listening to WMFO Medford.
This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford's 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
Welcome to the Maya Miguel Challenge. Maya and her friends want you to know that whether you play sports, run, dance, or jump in place, it's fun to get up and play an hour each day. Take the Maya Miguel Challenge today at letsmove.gov. A message from the Ad Council and HHS.
Hi there, I'm B.B. King, and when I'm in Boston, Lucille is on 91.5 FM, WMFO. Did you hear me? I said I'm B.B. King. On radio station 91.5 FM, WMFO. Did you get it, Lucille? Okay.
Thanks for keeping it on your freeform station. We hope you're enjoying the music. 91.5 WMFO Medford and worldwide at WMFO.org.
This is Keith Lockhart from the Boston Pops, and you're listening to Tufts University Radio, WMFO 91.5 FM.
I'm Paul George of the Indiana Pacers. When I was six, I had one thing on my mind. When I was six, my days were spent playing basketball every chance I could. When I was six, my dream was to make it to the NBA. When I was six, my mom had a stroke. So I want you to learn the signs of a stroke fast. F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. S, speech difficulty. T, time to call 911. Because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. I'm Paul George. Protect the ones you love. Spot a stroke F-A-S-T. Fast. Life is why. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers.
It's a crash course for the Ravers.
Where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Hey, we're Stormstress.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM.
WMFO Medford.
Tufts Freeform Radio.
Hi, this is Greg Allman, and you're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir. You're
plastic.
Strawberries.
Tune in to WMFO on Friday evenings from 8 to 10 p.m. for the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage. That's right. It's not just a radio show. It's a genre-jumping sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, real-life historical events, who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music.
I want you to like I do.
Every episode has a different theme, like the Tears of the Gods sound collages it alternates with. The program explores an extremely wide range of music styles, including rock, jazz, funk, punk, electronic, ambient, metal, country, classical, disco, and J-pop.
Oh, I love it so much.
So listen in on the web stream at WMFO.org or the 91.5 FM Hertzian waves on Friday nights, 8 to 10 p.m. Only here on WMFO in Medford. Tufts, non-commercial, community, freeform radio.
Some people really like it and some just don't.
Freeform radio. WMFO. Medford.
This is Dan Dennett, and you are tuned in to WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
I heard on the news about that five-year-old who found his uncle's gun. The kid didn't know it was loaded.
I heard on the news about that 14-year-old girl who was bullied online for like a year. She couldn't take it anymore, so she got her dad's gun from his nightstand.
I heard on the news about that guy who broke into someone's house, stole a gun from the hall closet.
He accidentally shot his cousin in the head.
She killed herself.
And later, killed the owner of the store he was trying to rob.
If you own a gun, you have a full-time responsibility. When you aren't using it, be sure it can't get into the hands of curious children, troubled teenagers, a thief, or anyone else who might misuse it. Your family, friends, and neighbors are all counting on you. Remember, always lock it up. For more information on firearm storage safety, visit ncpc.org. This message brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council, the Bureau of Justice Assistance, and the Ad Council.
In this weird and wonderful world tomorrow, still be doing the same things.
On the air at 91.5 WMFO. On the web at WMFO.org.
Leave room for your growth tomorrow.
Hi, this is the Michael J. Epstein Memorial Library, and you're listening to Freeform Radio 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
My mom has taken up going to the park to practice yoga.
My dad's going to a club, but not a book club, a salsa club.
Finding new hobbies comes with age.
My mom has started getting lost and not knowing where she's going.
Becoming lost or disoriented doesn't. Confusion with time or place may be a sign of Alzheimer's. An early diagnosis can help improve the quality of life for your loved one. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Having some radio trouble? WMFO streaming live on the web at www.wmfo.org.
Hi, this is the Guitar Circle New England, and you're listening to Freeform Radio. 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford.
I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
Oh, good for you!
91.5 WMFO.
I'm so happy of myself!
Well, stop it!
Seducing teen girls online is easy. A lot of them feel so lonely and misunderstood. I don't even need to lie about my age. They're just glad they're talking to someone.
Someone older I can trust. They're more mature than the guys at my school and understand me better than other
teen girls are very trusting. You just have to tell them they're beautiful and special and you can wear down whatever suspicions they have.
Have an understanding of real love. It's not all about looks. They know that doesn't matter when you're totally in love.
Love is the final piece of the puzzle. They believe anything I tell them because
I don't see why you shouldn't meet someone you totally trust. I mean, if someone really cares about you, there's no danger in
meeting them. No matter how long it takes, is always the goal. Once I get them to meet me, well, that's when things get really interesting.
Online predators know what they're doing. Do you?
1 in 5 kids online is sexually solicited. Don't believe the type. Visit cybertipline.com to learn more. A message from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and the Ad Council.
This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
WMFO Medford.
WMFO in Medford.
91.5 FM WMFO.
On 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Tufts Freeform Radio.
Hi, this is Greg Allman, and you're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM.
Today, my new dad and I shot off a rocket in the park.
Today, my new son and I failed to shoot off a rocket.
He knew exactly what to do.
It's not work. I had no clue what I was doing.
We set up the rocket. Hit ignition. And then?
And then nothing. Sometimes I laugh when I'm frustrated.
Then out of nowhere, the rocket launched into the air.
The rocket did get into the air.
I've never seen anything fly so high.
And then crashed into a kite.
Look out! Look out!
And then the pond.
I'll never forget that day.
Even if I tried.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO, Medford.
In this weird and wonderful world of tomorrow, we'll still be doing the same things.
On the air at 91.5 WMFO. On the web at WMFO.org.
Leave room for your growth tomorrow.
You don't usually get a stock tip from a 16-year-old, but I'm here to tell you about a different kind of stock. It's called Better Futures, a stock for social change that's not about making money. Instead, you invest to help students like me go to college, which ends up making the future better for all of us. My name is Alicia, and I'm your dividend.
Invest in better futures with UNCF. Visit uncf.org/invest. A mind is a terrible thing to waste, but a wonderful thing to invest in. Brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir. You.
Plastic.
Strawberry.
Tune in to WMFO on Friday evenings from 8 to 10 p.m. for the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage. That's right. It's not just a radio show. It's a genre-jumping sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, real-life historical events, who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music.
I want you to play like I do.
Every episode has a different theme, like the Tears of the Gods sound collages it alternates with. The program explores an extremely wide range of music styles, including rock, jazz, funk, punk, electronic, ambient, metal, country, classical, disco, and J-pop.
I love it so much.
So listen in on the web stream at WMFO.org or the 91.5 FM Hertzian waves on Friday nights, 8 to 10 p.m. Only here on WMFO in Medford. Tufts, non-commercial, community, freeform radio.
Some people really like it and some just don't.
Hey, we're Stormstress.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM.
WMFO Medford.
Tufts Freeform Radio.
This is Freeman Dyson, and you're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Where do you want to go to lunch?
I'm having a stroke.
Did you hear what I said?
I'm having a stroke.
Why aren't you answering me?
I'm having a stroke.
What's up with your face?
I'm having a stroke.
That's not normal. Is something wrong?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you having an allergic reaction?
I'm having a stroke.
When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear.
I'm having a stroke.
You just need to know the sudden signs. Look for FAST, F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. Or S, speech difficulty. Then T, time. Time to call 911 immediately, because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. Know the sudden signs. Face, arm, speech, time. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
gonna make it bend and break. Say a prayer, but let the good times roll. In case God doesn't show. And I want these words to make things right, but it's the wrongs that make the words come to life. But who does he think he is?
If that's the worst you got, better put your fingers back to the key.
I'm Sarah, and this is my story.
I'm Ellen, and this is my story.
One night, I was at a bar. I was having fun with my friends. I had one too many drinks. I got behind the wheel to go home.
I got a cab to go home.
All of a sudden, from out of nowhere, a squirrel ran across the road. It happened so quickly, I barely had time to react.
The cabbie barely had time to react.